This is Keep On Cooking, a podcast for people who love cookbooks and want to know more about their favorite plant-based authors, or even those that are curious about incorporating more vegan meals into their daily life. So grab a cookbook and keep on cooking. I'm Dustin Harder, and this is Keep On Cooking. Hello, and welcome to Keep On Cooking, the only podcast dedicated to plant-based cookbooks. I'm your host, Dustin Harder, and it takes one to know one. He's my husband and producer of the podcast, David Rossetti. How you doing, darling?
I'm good, darling.
How you doing, darling?
I'm doing good.
That's great. That's great.
Killing it.
Hey, Kale, you are rocking a vintage.
Vintage tea, honey.
So back in the day, we worked with, it was called Troy Paper Company, I believe, Troy, New York. Mm-hmm. And we collaborated on a Vegan Roadie t-shirt and a Kaled It t-shirt. And we got a few hanging around these days.
Boom.
And I love it. I love that Kaled It logo. Who designed that Kaled It logo? Did Troy Paper do it?
I think so.
But anyway, it has not since switched owners, and I don't have any connection to them. Though I do think they still sell the Kaled It t-shirt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do declare.
Kaled It.
But I do love that little graphic they designed there, and I love the fabric of these tees and everything. So thanks for showing up and showing out, Mr. Rossetti.
Of course.
What have we been eating this week? I've been recipe testing.
You had a mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. We had some blueberry muffins.
Muffins.
I've been doing some photography too for another recipe developer. So there was a carrot cake involved in that situation.
Carrots, cakes.
Yeah.
You won't think it works, but then you're like eating it and you're like, it's delicious.
It's delicious. Carrot cake to me always turns out nice and moist. Like I've yet to have a dry carrot cake is what I'm saying.
Because you get the carrots. They got moisture,
right?
Carrots,
they got moisture. I've been doing a lot of testing for... So I just finished my next book, y'all. That manuscript is in, thank goodness. Excited to share. I mean, we're gunning for, me and the co-authors, there should be some photos of mine in it. So more to come on that, but that's really all I can say
that's
right
exciting.
Now. But we got the
check
new
with our lawyers.
Let's check with legal.
Okay, great.
Mr. Benson
of our legal department.
His head just perked up over there. He's like, I say it's a go. Mr. Benson says it's a go.
Great.
So that's in. And then I've also been recipe testing. So at PCRM, they've had a healthy hospital program for years. You know, so many talented people working behind the scenes there to get healthy food into hospitals. And now we're just expanding on it even more. We're adding some recipes that are inspired by hospitals that have had success in putting plant-based options on their menus. So now we're compiling all of those and creating a portal for people to go to and get recipes for free. So that's been an exciting project to be working on too. So,
and you would think that more hospitals would have more.
Oh, I mean, that's
you know,
a whole.
You would think that would be a big focus, but you have told me time and time again some things that are like.
It's very difficult. It is. Wow. And I tell you, the most inspiring thing for me these days is I work with people who show up every day to make a difference in the world for the better. And sometimes we leave meetings and we feel very defeated, like we didn't make, or we leave events, things that we do, we put so much effort into, and we're like, oh my gosh, like, did we make a difference? And I'm so grateful to be surrounded by a group of people where we stop and we look at each other and we're like, no, you may have just planted a seed, and that's like, it's going to be the thing that helps 10 years from now. So like, we're just keeping on doing the thing. But it's cool to be surrounded by people like that in my day-to-day and all the work that I get to do. So I'm very fortunate for that. That's what's been happening recipe testing project-wise. Very excited about that. And of course, everyone, if you go to a hospital and they are not offering plant-based options in the cafeteria or patient menus, feel free to hit us up at nutrition@pcrm.org. Let us know about your experience, and we can either help you chat with that hospital about it, or we can chat with the hospital sometimes. So nutrition@pcrm.org, send us an email. And that website, we don't have the URL attached to it yet. So you can either go to pcrm.org, and you can enter healthy hospital program and you can get all the resources there. Or you can go to eventually in the next few weeks, it'll be healthyhospitalprogram.com. org. You can go directly to it. On that note, if it's in your wheelhouse, if you are a healthcare professional and you want to know more about nutrition and medicine, we have our International Conference on Nutrition and Medicine coming up August 10th through the 12th in DC. I will be there speaking. I've also had a big hand in all of the food this year that we'll have at the conference. And we're doing a big tasting of all these cool, healthy hospital foods. And the chef from New York Hospitals is going to be there presenting some of his plant-based items. So it's just a really cool roster of people. And I'm going to be there presenting. I'll talk about Universal Meals as well, the program Void of the Top 9 Allergens. So, hey, International Conference on Nutrition and Medicine. You can check out all the info at pcrm.org. But we have another announcement for you today.
What is it?
Well, I want to thank all of you for listening. We are having a blast with this podcast. We love doing it for you. But listen, it's summer and we're going to take a summer break. I mean, David's mocking smoking a cigarette right now. But don't do it.
It's a candy cigarette.
It's bad for you. It's bad for you. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't
do it. Do you think those are vegan?
Candy cigarettes? I mean, definitely not vegan sugar in those, but I feel like, you know what? I feel like, actually, I've looked at this and I feel like gelatin is in those.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
But it's not like...
Isn't that weird?
It's not like
also,
jiggly.
Can we just talk about for a minute that they made candy cigarettes for kids? What world are we in?
I mean, that was 100% the 80s.
No wonder I smoked for 10 years. I went from candy cigarettes right to marbles.
Every gas station.
You can't still get them, can you?
Ask for those candy cigarettes.
Did your mom do it?
Well, there was the bubblegum ones, and then there were like the chalky ones that I know for some reason loved.
What does your mom
say? Terrible.
Your mom smoked at one point. Am I wrong on that?
Maybe like a little bit.
No, she wasn't like a smoker.
My mom was like trying to be cool in like college. And
socially smoking. Perhaps. All right. Yeah, that's what I said too when I smoked a pack a day for 10 years.
But yeah, so we're going to take a
little summer break. So we'll be on the beach. Just kidding. Actually, behind the scenes, we'll be recording lots of episodes so that we're all prepped and ready for you come the fall, and we'll be releasing more episodes. So stay tuned. It's just a couple months of a little break so we can take a breather, record some more stuff, and get some more things ready for you.
Yeah.
And listen, we got a great episode for you today. She's not here, but listeners, you're very familiar with today's author that we are chatting about.
Yes, yes, that's right. We have America's vegan sweetheart, Chloe Coscarelli.
Sorry, I cut you off there. Say her name again. I made sound
Chloe
effects.
Coscarelli.
That's right.
I mean, you can hear Chloe herself on, she's already been on the pod.
Oh, yes.
Friend of the pod.
One of our first guests.
One of our first guests. Episode 3 of Keep on Cooking. She was one of those guests early on, and Dustin chats with her about all her books, which she has plenty. But they really get into her current book, Chloe Flavor, on that episode specifically, which is so good.
We are fans of all of her books. And for a little recap on our gal, Chloe. Chloe broke onto the culinary scene as the first vegan chef to capture the top prize on Food Network's Cupcake Wars. Chef Chloe Coscarelli has since been recognized for bringing vegan cuisine to the mainstream as an award-winning chef and best-selling cookbook author.
Yeah, Chloe shares her bright, colorful vegan recipes using fresh, healthy ingredients. She has published 4 best-selling cookbooks, and they are Chloe Flavor, Chloe's Kitchen, Chloe's Vegan Desserts, and Chloe's Vegan Italian Kitchen. The New York Times, Zagat, and Forbes have each recognized Chloe in their 30 Under 30 series.
Amazing. Her career has been awesome to watch unfold. And as we've mentioned, Chloe is my pal. We love her so much. And I'm so grateful to her. I did my internship for culinary school with her way back in 2014. And I've had the opportunity to work on projects with her ever since. And I tell you, like in 2014, I came knocking on her door and she was like, I don't have anything. And I was like, that doesn't matter. I'm doing my internship with you. And she was like, I'm really not working on much. And like the day later, she called me up to start working on a concept that we worked on together. And then I ended up working on recipe testing for this book and then the next book after that. So I'm so grateful to her.
Yeah. And she's, I love that she's just kind of been your number one supporter. You guys even still talk and you know, still collaborate sometimes. And she's just so generous with her time and talent when it comes to supporting all that you do. And I mean, she really is one of those people that that's, she's so authentically her.
Yeah.
It's not put on. It's fun.
She is in kind in real life, so as kind. She seems to be on the TV or she's Instagram or wherever you're following Lady Coscarelli. And she really has been so generous to me. So, so grateful, and not just kind, but oh, so talented. Her food is so delicious, inventive, and easy to execute. So I asked David here, I said, David, what's your favorite vegan cookbook? And like, we have this crazy collection. What's your favorite vegan cookbook? And without hesitation, you said Chloe's Vegan Italian Kitchen. And this is a book of ours that we have really gone to. I mean, before I was even in color. No, because I did the internship. Oh, but we had our other two, Chloe's Kitchen. See, Chloe's Kitchen, you pick that copy up of hers that we have. The pages are falling
literally
out of it.
Falling
like,
out
I
of
think
it.
I should just buy a new copy, and that one should be like an archive copy. But this one we've gone to again and again over the years, as well as the other ones. And why is this your favorite book, Beb?
I mean, my last name is Rosetti.
Rosetti.
And I don't know. I just think they're full of flavor. They're, you know, simple. It's such a great variety of things, Italian things. There's even some stuff that, like, you know, like a Italian quesadilla.
Oh yeah.
So it's like, you know, some stuff like outside of the box too, but kind of like stories about growing up, you know, making the recipes. That kind of reminds me of my, you know, making recipes for my grandparents. There was a Rosetti's Pizzeria.
There sure was.
In Lawrenceville Shopping Center in New Jersey. So there was an actual pizza restaurant that my grandfather, who came over from Italy, started. And I remember helping make pizzas, and they were one of those crazy.
You made pizzas? I didn't know that you got all up in there and made pizzas.
I did. I mean, like, they were like the little pizzas.
Well, then you need to be making pizzas in this house when we make pizza. Why am I always making pizza?
So they had a video game.
So you didn't do much cooking. You went
video
games.
I did it. I wiped tables, but they gave me these quarters, but they marked the quarters so that the guy getting the money would get back the quarters. So basically they were like paying me to wipe down tables, and then they weren't paying me because they were getting the coins back afterwards.
I don't quite understand how that's working.
The guy who came and brought the quarters took the quarters that were not marked and
but
gave
why would
them
he give them back
marked.
To them? Why isn't that his money to take? Why?
I don't know. It was a local
My
guy.
Confusion
it was
is
a local
valid.
Guy.
My but. Confusion is valid. So what I'm hearing is you didn't really make pizza, you played video games.
I made pizza and I played video games.
You did both. I understand. A little bit of play, a little bit of work, a little bit of work hard, play hard kind of thing. And listen, let's talk about it. If you think a healthy vegan diet means giving up pasta and creamy sauce, cheesy pizza, and luscious tiramisu, think again. Following our hit cookbooks, Chloe's Kitchen and Chloe's Vegan Desserts, Chef Chloe goes to her family's homeland to veganize its time-honored delicacies and add some distinctively delicious twist.
And that's sure to win over omnivores, vegetarians, and vegans alike. Chloe also includes directions for making her recipes allergy and gluten-free so that you can feast on all your favorite foods, no matter your diet.
Yes.
She's ahead of her time.
She's ahead of her time. I mean, really, this was 2014. So, you know, now everyone's paying attention, like, oh, nut-free, gluten-free, all the free, fun-free.
Tree nut. I mean,
but
tree nut-free.
Now she 2014 to be paying attention to that. And even in her books, Chloe's Kitchen and Chloe Desserts, before this, there's a note about how to make, like, all of her baked goods gluten-free, which I think is just so helpful, especially back then. But this has a fresh take on Italian classics. A vegan take on classic Italian cuisine, illustrated by gorgeous full-color photographs throughout and her bright and lively personality on every page. Chloe takes you on a delectable trip to Italy, and you'll want to go on this trip again and again, and we sure have with her. We really have, so let's get into it. This is Chloe's Vegan Italian Kitchen, 150 pizzas, pastas, pestos, risottos, and lots of creamy Italian classics by Chloe Coscarelli. Now, she does start out the book with a little Italian lesson. She's cluing us into some easy Italian phrases like, I am vegan, which is sono veganola.
Oh,
we think I got it? How's my pronunciation?
It's good. Or without cheese, senza formaggio.
That's good, Ben. Oh, my God.
Formaggio.
Oh, my God. We speak Italian.
I sound like a Luigi.
Wow. So before we started, we were like, we've got to be very conscious not to be going into the character Italian accent. Yeah, it's easy to do.
It sends a formaggio.
I mean, hey, as you're listening, and if you have an interest in vegan Italian food, do not forget season 3 of The Vegan Roadie was filmed all in Italy. There's 6 episodes. You can go watch The Vegan Roadie.
In 6 different regions.
Yeah, where do we go? Florence, Rome, Sicily, Amalfi Coast, Cilento, Puglia. Matera,
Puglia. I mean, we really...
We went.
We really did it.
We did it up in a very short amount of time. I think we filmed those 3 episodes, those 6 episodes in 3 weeks. So theveganroadie.com, you can check out all the episodes for free. Mm-hmm. And you can brush up on your... on your kitchen, or brush up on this Italian to use in your kitchen, or you can get ready to travel to Italy with success with Chloe's tips on some Italian. Oh, woo, forget speaking Italian. I should try English first.
Oh my God. Are you gosh. Okay?
My point is, Chloe's going to give you some tips on speaking Italian. You can use it in your kitchen, or you can use it abroad.
And she also gives you menu ideas right out of the gate with menus for Sunday brunch, recipes that are beneficial when you are sick, items for kids' birthday parties, Valentine's Day, backyard get-togethers, and so much more.
So much more, covering
I love it.
Every angle so well. She also gets into detail about allergen-friendly Italian cooking, which is not easy, with how-tos on gluten-free substitutions, soy-free substitutions, and nut-free substitutions. So listen, we're going to dive right in. We're on chapter 1, which is appetizers, okay? What is that? Antipasti? Is that how you say that in Italian? Is that appetizers? Antipasti, okay. Yep. So we got some fried zucchini. We got some cherry tomato. Uh-oh, David. Bruschetta or bruschetta?
I think it's only bruschetta at the Olive Garden.
Wow. Yeah, just tossing. When you're toss here, it. You're like not like family anymore.
Not like family anymore. I think it's bruschetta.
I think so too, or else people wouldn't say that, right? That has to be the authentic way is to say it. But bruschetta, but like you know. Say it really.
We'll probably hear from
you say it like really quick. You just go, oh, it's you know, cherry tomato bruschetta.
Yep.
Cherry tomato bruschetta. I'm gonna say that on grilled bread, easy eggplant caponata, baked Italian onion rings, butternut bruschetta with caramelized onions, caprese skewers, and I've made these caprese skewers. Actually for events before. I've made them with some of the Miyoko's cheese, but in here they're made with tofu, and I've made them with the tofu too. And they're actually, I made these with Chloe. We did a wedding together and we made these caprese skewers.
You did. I remember that.
Yeah.
We also have hummus pomodoro with warm pizza crust. And pizza crust, anytime pizza crust is involved,
I'm there.
We've got an Italian, so what I was talking about, the Italian quesadillas, Parmesan pita crisps, lemony chickpea puree, mushroom pesto crostini, ooh, and a pistachio.
Where in Italy did we have that pistachio pasta?
It was so good.
Remember, we sat outside. It was a busy place. Was it Florence? I don't know. Anyways,
delicious.
Someone go watch all 6 episodes of The Vegan Roadie and Ciao Italiana season 3 and tell us which.
A little fried.
Oh, we had a platter there. You're talking about the zucchini, stuffed zucchini now?
No, the arancini.
Oh,
that was in arancini.
Oh, we did. That was in Sicily.
Yeah, I remember that.
We filmed that with Miyoko.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, so good. So anyways, my goodness. Okay. And we got some mushroom pesto crostini here, smashed avocado and roasted beet crostini, white bean crostini with pomegranate and mint. That is another one.
So good.
We've made this from that book.
That's a great little
book many times.
Easy appetizer.
Very easy. Very
super easy.
And people are always wild by
fancy.
It. Yeah. You've got that luscious, creamy white bean puree. And then you've got a little pop of tart with the pomegranate seeds.
And then the balsamic,
yes, and a little dash of mint on there. And this was another one that I did with Chloe for a wedding. So I've been with Chloe when she served this before. So she leans on it too. This one, herbed risotto cakes with arrabbiata dipping sauce. That sounds like a dream
to me.
But I want to go to, let's go to that Italian quesadilla because what is in that? Like, how are we making a quesadilla Italian? Oh, also, I should mention this. In her chapter listing, in the table of contents, she stars her favorite items. So, you know, from the jump, like, you can go pick the star items and be like, oh, that's a Chloe favorite.
I love that.
All right. So she says, I know, you're probably thinking, Chloe, what the heck are you doing putting quesadillas in an Italian cookbook? Try these and I promise you will thank me. Kids and adults love these comforting and creamy white bean quesadillas stuffed with avocado, herbs, and sweet sun-dried tomatoes. Mm. Chicken quesadillas, get out of town.
Get out of town.
These look delicious.
They do.
Look at that beautiful avocado.
They really do.
Ooh, I love these. I love, 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 love. Oh, I want to try that now. And they seem so easy to make. Yeah, again, with that white bean puree, you can't really go wrong with it. So good. That's appetizers. So chapter two is vegetables. How do you say this in Italian, David? What is that? Verdure?
Verdure. Or verdure.
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 I mean, listen, don't get mad at us out there, okay?
Oh, Lord.
Doing our best, Tom.
My ancestors would be furious.
Doing our best, Tom. David, what kind of stuff is in the vegetables chapter?
All right. We got some roasted cauliflower with onion, garlic, and thyme. Can't go wrong. Artichoke hash browns.
What?
Yes, please. Balsamic grilled zucchini. Roasted potatoes with gremolata. You do love a gremolata.
I do now. You want to know why I love a gremolata? An event that I did with Chloe where she did these roasted carrots with gremolata, and I got the menu and I was like, what the heck is gremolata? And I had to look it up and I was like, that doesn't sound great to me. And it was delicious. It's like a parsley
mixture.
It was a lot of
gremolata.
A lot.
That's a lot of grema.
Wow.
That grema's a lot of.
You're loving that word. You're really trying to figure this out. Right?
That grandma's a lot of.
Wow.
Sorry. Wow. Okay, great.
What else is in there?
We've got garlic, fire roasted corn. That is would be a favorite of mine. Lemonade cauliflower. All right. All right, girlfriend. Braised kale with pine nuts and cranberries.
I mean,
cranberries.
I'll tell you. I like this book. Okay. I love all four of her books, but I might say, if I had to choose one,
if you had,
I think I would take this one. I think I would. It's just so creative and so full of so many great things, classic Italian things, and then spins on things. And it's very expansive. Like, it's, oh my gosh, look how many pages are dog-eared on that, babe.
I know.
I had no idea. Well, let's look at this. I'm intrigued by this lemonade cauliflower, which she actually marks as one of her favorites,
has been starred.
Oh, these artichoke hash browns. What is she talking about?
We haven't tried those.
She is magical. Okay.
Because, I mean, artichokes just alone.
Lemonade cauliflower. She says, this roasted cauliflower really packs a punch with a sweet maple drizzle and tangy lemon zest.
Ooh.
Just like a glass of tangy lemonade. Tell picky veggie eaters the name of this dish and they're sure to take a bite. This recipe can easily be doubled to serve more people. I love that. She also does a great thing. She does this in all of her books, I think, where she gives you a make ahead tip on some items if you can make it ahead, which is so great.
That's
for
really
when you're
cool.
Hosting parties. My favorite is when she's like, you can make this the night ahead of time. Like, I think you can do that with her cinnamon rolls and stuff like that. And I've done that with cinnamon rolls. Thanks to her. I really have learned so much from her. So that was lemonade cauliflower. A few other things in this chapter. We've got Parmesan roasted asparagus, pomegranate roasted
Brussels and sprouts,
chili, lemon, broccoli. Come on. Mashed potatoes with garlic and sea salt, broccoli rabe with garlicky bread bites, cream spinach, and rosemary sweet potatoes with sweet and spicy mustard. Come on. Which takes us into soups and salads, which is zuppa.
E insolare.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's right. That's right. Hey. Hey.
I'm back in it.
Oh my God. We did it. We can't help it. We can't help it. All right, David. Also, David and I are going to dress up as Mario and Luigi at some point in our life. I'm going to be Mario. He's going to be Luigi.
Luigi.
And that'll be the only time it's acceptable for us to walk around with those accents. So we need
to
cool it.
It's really terrible.
All right. Soups and salads. What do we got in there, Beb?
Okay. We've got avocado caprese, pasta salad, pasta and beans, artichoke pesto, pasta salad, sweet potato and almond couscous salad. I do love couscous. Grapefruit avocado and a fennel salad, roasted carrot and avocado salad, an Italian chopped salad. We got a lot of salads here. And what is that? Summer bread salad.
I'm here for a bread salad.
That's the only salad I really want to have.
Oh my gosh. Can you just give me bread with like a little bit of vegetable? And then we move into some soups. We've got a cream of mushroom soup, a cauliflower soup with pesto and pasta shells, spicy tomato soup, pumpkin soup with crispy Brussels sprouts.
Ooh.
You know, Brussels? Why has there got to be an S at the end of that? Why isn't it Brussels sprouts? Why is it Brussels sprouts?
Maybe they from Brussels.
I don't like it. It trips me up every time. And every time I have to write it, like in a recipe, I get really tripped up.
It does sound like it.
And then when I go to say the recipe, I'm always like, wait a minute, what?
Brussels sprouts.
Anywho, oh my gosh. And then tomato bread soup. What do you talk? That is a favorite of hers. So why don't we check that out? Let's check it out. David, what does she have to say about the tomato bread? Oh my gosh, look at that picture. There's just bread swimming in this soup.
All right. This classic Italian soup is mind-blowingly delicious. My recipe tester, Susan, said she was shocked how flavorful it was from such a simple ingredients. The bread cubes swell up like fat dumplings.
You had me at bread and then dumplings. Fat and then dumplings. I know. All three. Gimme.
Think Italian matzo ball soup. In Italy, they sometimes call it bread gnocchi. The basil is your best friend in this dish, so don't leave it out. Love that.
I'm obsessed. Why have we not made this yet?
I don't know.
You know what I'm thinking? I'll save it for when we get to that chapter. There's a dish we've made in here so many times. You know which one I'm talking about.
I do.
It used to be like our go-to. Still, when people ask me, they'll say, what's your go-to dish of yours to make for people? And I'm like, it's not mine. I make a dish of Chloe Coscarelli's to like impress people. Come on now. All right. Our next chapter is pizza, focaccia, and panini.
And it's pizza, focaccia, e panini.
So I say focaccia. Which focaccia. Is that the right way to say it? Or is it just focaccia?
I think it's focaccia.
There's
but where did you get that from?
I feel like I've shared this with you before, and this is I'm a soundbite. I'm just walking soundbites.
Quite literally, it's like living with a parrot sometimes.
Living with the parrot, you could put a quarter in and I just go. But there is a book series called Tales of the City by Armistead Maupin, which is my sweet little everything of the only book series I've ever truly gotten into in a big way. And like it ties to lots of close friends to me and all this thing, like things like that. And I just love it. So Tales of the City, Armistead Maupin. But one of the main characters, they did it first it was a PBS series, and then it continued on Showtime. And then after that, it continued on in its last iteration on Netflix. And these aren't reboots. This is the continuation of the series, because I think there's like 8-9 books in the series.
Yeah.
So like for the last 3 decades, different networks have picked it up and continued onward with it. But Olympia Dukakis has played the role of Mrs. Madrigal in it all these years. And in the first iteration of it, she's talking to a man and she's like, would you like a sandwich? And he's like, sure. And she says, it's focaccia. And it has all these years.
He can't say
I
that
see that
way.
Word. Yep. My life is full of that. Things that I see or hear, and it immediately brings back like, something. I don't know why. I mean, this series had such a huge impression on me and made me feel like a safe little gay boy back in the day. I mean, and still gives me like a warm hug when I need it, because the characters are all just so wonderful and made me feel like I had a place in the world. Anyways, not to get too deep on it, but so it's just, I see focaccia and I think of that. So let's move on. We got some heirloom tomato toast in here, garlic breadsticks. We've made the breadsticks.
We sure have.
The fabulous focaccia. We've made this focaccia actually a lot of times.
Sure.
David and I shouldn't put this on you. It's a Saturday thing. I will be sitting here. We'll be doing errands. We'll be doing whatever. And now that we've actually gotten into a lifestyle where we do, I mean, I wouldn't say we have all weekends off, but like we've gotten more into a traditional schedule with the rest of the world than we ever have been. And if I do have a Saturday where it's kind of free, suddenly you will see me, and especially if I've been cooking, if I've been recipe testing all week, I'll be like, I just want to make some bread. And David will be like, what's in the bowl?
Literally turn around. No, sometimes I'll like turn around and like the oven will be coming out bread.
Which means the bread has been like proofing for like 2 hours.
Correct.
And he had no idea. And I just thought we could use some fresh bread. But one of my favorite things to make when I get in that mode is focaccia. It's just so darn delicious. It's so good.
It's a lot of work, but like the payoff is.
See,
like,
I don't think it's a lot of work.
I mean, there's a lot of steps.
I mean, this focaccia is pretty easy. It does have mashed potato in it, but a good step to that, a good hack is to get yourself some vegan instant mashed potatoes and use those as your mashed potatoes, because there's this bread recipe that has mashed potatoes in it, and then there's also a gnocchi recipe, I think. Mm-hmm. And great hack to that is just getting some instant mashed potatoes. Anyways, we got a pizza margarita, garlic and artichoke pizza, butternut squash, caramelized onion, and apple pizza we've made. That one, actually. French bread pizza. We've made those. Crumbled sausage and mozzarella pizza. Just made that a couple months ago.
Sure did. Why? So we got white wild mushroom pizza, grilled pesto pie, puppy pizza bones.
Come on, Mr. Benson. Mr. Puppy Benson. Pizza bone.
Meatball sliders, mushroom pesto sliders, farmer's market panini, chickpea pie, red wine seitan, and ciabatta. Pizza burgers with avocado pesto and avocado and sun-dried tomato panini.
I've made that panini before, too. Well, yes. Let's go look at the, since I talk so much about the focaccia, let's go look at the focaccia recipe and just see what Miss Coscarelli has to say about it. It's called Fabulous Focaccia. The thought of homemade focaccia might make you shudder, see? And listen, it says kneading. That's me. Rising, rolling, no thanks. But truthfully, it's not that bad. See, Chloe and I are on the same page. Okay. She says, this recipe is focaccia in its easiest and most foolproof form. Add whatever you'd like from the garden, tomatoes, eggplant, Chloe. She does love her eggplant. I try. Actually, we're going to get to it. There's an eggplant parm in here I've made many times that I really, really like, actually. So, girl, she does it. Eggplant, zucchini, and so on. I love the onion, olive, and rosemary combo, as do we. David doesn't like the olive, but I do. Making a sponge helps start the dough and activates the yeast. So, her and I are on the same page with this. I don't think it's that much work, and I think it's totally worth it.
Oh, I think it's totally worth it. I'm just saying, it's a little bit of a commitment.
So I've been listening to a podcast lately, everyone, with Vanessa Bayer from SNL. What characters has she done that we could tell people? Because sometimes you say that name, people don't know who she is.
I think just Google it and you'll know exactly.
She used to do Miley Cyrus on SNL. She goes, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But in this podcast, I'm going to tell this, nobody cares. But in this podcast, she'll do the thing where she's talking and she goes, I'm just thinking. And it makes me laugh so much.
It's just so Vanessa.
And I'm driving. It's so Vanessa.
So Vanessa.
So shout out Vanessa Bayer. If you have a favorite vegan cookbook and would like to be a guest on this podcast, yeah. I would really love to have it. Okay. So that is pizza, focaccia, and panini. Now we're coming on to the chapter of all chapters. Viva la pasta.
Viva la pasta.
Viva, viva. La pasta. I just took it up a little bit there. Yeah, just thought I'd give it a little flair. You know
amazing.
What I'm saying? What do we got, D?
Viva la pasta. D, we've got capellini pomodoro, mama's spaghetti and meatballs.
That would be cute. Mama Shelley. Shelley Coscarelli.
We love you. Kate Middleton's pasta alfredo. Shelley's shells.
Oh, there's the shout out to Shelley.
Shelley's shells. Cavatelli with broccoli, bow tie and garlic cream sauce with mushroom rigatoni. The bow ties in garlic cream sauce. That's one. And then the wild mushroom rigatoni. You've made that one before.
Well, I have made the wild mushroom rigatoni, but we'll stop here because the one I was talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. So the bow ties and garlic cream sauce. I can't tell you. And I mean, it's not recently, but when we... 10 years ago, David, mm-hmm. when you and I would go to people's houses, we this always made this. Mm-hmm. Always, 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 because people always love it. And the sauce is so luscious and creamy and decadent.
Garlicky.
It's got a cashew base. And we went a step further because, David and I do all the things. We do a little alternative meat. If we're feeling that road, we do whole foods, plant-based. We do oil-free. We do a little oil. We do it all. I'd say we're pretty fairly balanced, actually.
Yeah. I think so too.
And I love that about our diet. And with this, when we knew we were going to a meat eater's house, we would actually grill up some sausage and put it in here as well. I can do it with just the mushrooms, but David doesn't like mushrooms. But I love mushrooms.
I know, blasphemy, but...
So I would put mushrooms in it. But David, you love some sausage in this. And your stepdad, Noel, we fed this to him and he lost his mind.
He did.
Loved it.
He didn't understand.
He's the kind of person when we go over for dinner, and if I say we're going to make dinner, he'll have meat on the side. He'll be like, oh, well, I'm going to have some meat. So he'll cook sausage or something on his own to eat.
But he had that pasta that one time and loved it. But it's this mentality of
that he needs to have
I need
meat.
To have meat.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm going to grill up some meat while you're slaving on this. Like, You couldn't skip one.
Well, but my point to that is he ate this pasta and he didn't need it. He didn't need the meat, if you recall that one time.
Yeah.
So like, it does the trick. It does the trick. Listen, we also got penne with sun-dried tomato cream sauce, pasta alla norma with ricotta, rigotta. Creamy yellow pepper pasta. Never saw that. See, do you know what's amazing? We go through these books. I'm like, we're still seen that. That's amazing.
Never seen it.
Fusilli with minted eggplant sauce, tequila tempeh fettuccine.
Okay.
I love the title of this next one. You won't be single for long. Pasta carbonara with shiitake bacon. Speaking of shiitake bacon, this is where it was
this
born.
This is where this book.
I mean, I remember we made it at the Natural Gourmet Institute, and I don't know which came first, the Chloe version or the Natural Gourmet Institute. I mean,
I do
it doesn't
like,
matter.
I do not like mushrooms, and shiitake bacon is ridiculous. Yes. It doesn't make sense.
He loves it. He loves it, and I've made a variation of this.
My brain doesn't understand what's happening.
And I've put it on different recipe outlets. Like, there's lots of different versions of shiitake bacon. I suggest you get into it, y'all. Mm-hmm. We got pesto mac and cheese, pasta in pink sauce, penne puttanesca, whole wheat spaghetti with mushrooms, potato gnocchi in herb garlic sauce, butternut ravioli with brown sugar and crispy sage, mushroom wonton ravioli, lentil manicotti. What? I want the Oh, I love manicotti. David, do you love manicotti?
I mean, it's like a pasta burrito or
a
pasta.
I love it so much. So good. Oh, I love it so much.
That was a specialty of my grandmother's for sure.
Really?
She taught me. There's like a special pan that she had to make the shells. Like, we made the shells. She taught me how to do it.
You made the shells from scratch manicotti?
Oh, all the time. 100%.
Wow.
100%.
And I don't know how you would do that. Like,
and gnocchi, we, you know, did kind of the old recipe.
How do you make a manicotti shell from scratch? Is there like a tube it goes around, or like?
No, I mean, it's basically, I mean, you basically make like a kind of pasta pancake.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like a, what's the, like a crepe, because it's so thin, it's got to be thin.
Yeah.
You just kind of make it. Take it off and you kind of
fold it,
stuff it, fold it, and then like,
oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Because when I'm thinking about it from the store, I'm thinking about how you get it in a box. It's already a hard shell and you stuff it and cook it, or you cook it and then
this is pre-that.
This is like the pancakes and then you put the stuffing and then you roll it up like a burrito almost. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I see that. All right. Then we got lasagna bolognese in here and white lasagna with roasted butternut squash and spinach. Let's go to the butternut ravioli with brown sugar and crispy sage, because listen, we have made this one many times. It's so impressive. It's not that hard to make at all. Shocker, I know. Because I'm telling you, it looks so good. But we've made this one many times. So much so that David actually wanted to go make this a couple weeks ago. And I was like, please don't. I'm like, we've made it so many times. I want something else from there. I love it. We've just made it so much. Yeah, people are always very, very into it. Oh my gosh, there's no header in this recipe.
She just said,
I can tell you why. It's so it would all fit on one page. Look at that. Look.
And it speaks for itself.
Look at that. And it's
brown sugar and crispy sage.
And it speaks for itself. I mean, it does actually.
Yeah.
Also, I will say that it looks like this is fried sage on the top. That will also take your dish's home run. Oh. Like, put a 100%. Little, a pop of fried sage on the top of something. Mamma mia. Let's look
we
at
said
the,
we weren't going to do it.
I know. I can't help it. I can't help it. Let's take a look at the potato gnocchi herb garlic sauce. Okay. So that's what I was saying. It's got the potato in it. There's no header here either. My world is like shattered right now. We've got some right here. Pasta and pink sauce.
Oh, the pink sauce is
She says,
too.
Pink is my favorite color to wear.
That is true.
So naturally, pink sauce is my favorite sauce to eat. Who could say no to a savory tomato sauce with a touch of creme? Not this girl.
Creme.
So this is great. She's using let's see if it's she uses bucatini pasta in here, or a thick spaghetti, she says, which I love. So she is using a cashew base to create a creamy sauce in here. Was there an Alfredo in here, babe? Did you see an Alfredo? There might be an Alfredo sauce in the,
which is also really
good. There's a classic bechamel. Anyways, I'm jumping ahead. Anyways, getting so ahead. That's the pastas, everybody. I don't need to get into detail. That's cute to get a little note from her like that, though. And, you know, pink's the favorite color. She made a pink pasta because we're getting into it here. We got the main courses chapter.
The
next.
Main course.
This is the secondo piatti.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Look at you.
Look at me. It's got
I was in Italy.
Avocado, basil, quinoa bowl with chili olive oil, baked tempeh, and a mushroom cream sauce. Okay. I've made this so many times.
You have.
Do you like it? Yeah, I don't think you eat it when I make it. Because he does not like mushrooms. Everybody listening, David doesn't. We've said this a million times. Do you eat this?
Yes.
Because I can eat the whole pan on my own. Okay. So I don't know.
So it's if the mushroom is like the main event. My mom used to make like mushrooms in like a red wine sauce. Mm-hmm. Like the mushrooms were like the dish. No, thank you. Like the smell to me was very visceral. The like kind of texture of just the mushroom. If it's like in the dish as right. like part of it, it's like the ratio from mushroom to other things is like lower, then I can usually get on board.
All right. This one time in Italy, David went with our host to another host family where they prepared mushrooms from a garden. I had to stay behind at the villa we were staying at with our director and record some voiceovers. And behind my back, David ate some fresh sauteed mushrooms and said they were the best mushrooms he's ever had in his life. And I missed it. So that happened.
Which the bar was already pretty low, but they were
everyone
very
to know,
delicious.
I missed the one moment that he ate like plain straight up mushrooms. Anyway.
Or did I?
You did. Because Gretchen came back and told me you did. Baked tempeh and mushroom cream sauce is the recipe, everybody.
Yes.
It's page 155, and it is a cashew cream. It's basically like a cream of mushroom tempeh casserole. So you sear the tempeh and then you bake it with the mushrooms and the cream sauce. It's so hearty, it's so satiating, so filling, and the cream sauce like thickens up when it bakes too. It's just one of my favorites in here. I've made it so many times. Chloe's Rosagna, creamy polenta with roasted vegetable ragu, lemon herb, cannellini beans, eggplant parmesan, the eggplant parm.
That's right.
This is where I finally got into the eggplant parm here.
We'll have to go check that out.
Yes.
We got a Tuscan tofu scramble. That's a cool Italian take on it. Grilled portobello steak and lemon parsley pesto, Italian meatloaf, white wine risotto with shiitake mushrooms and peas, pumpkin risotto, tempeh with 40 cloves of garlic.
Oh.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, that just made me so happy.
Yeah. Rosemary lentils with roasted tomatoes and garlicky broccolini. Time for stuffed portobellos with rosemary gravy and wild mushroom farro with lemon, mint, and artichokes.
Oh my gosh. That all just sounds so good.
Should we go to the
I'm just a little upset that she doesn't have a star by this baked tempeh and mushroom cream sauce. I'm going to have to talk to her.
Get her on the phone right now. Get her on the phone.
Ooh, what'd she say about her eggplant parmesan, which does have a star by it, by the way?
She does. There's nothing worse than greasy eggplant parmesan swimming in so much cheese and oil that you can't even taste the eggplant. Word. This veganized version is...
Did she say word or did you say word?
I said word.
Oh.
That was what she said. Word.
I was like, did she drop a word in
there? She did. Just kidding. She did not. This veganized version is light and tasty, but every bit as indulgent. My Italian grandmother, Don, asked for seconds, so it must be legit. Italian grandfather, Don.
Aww.
I love that.
I love that. That must be her father's father because her father's name is Don. That eggplant, so what she's saying, it's baked, not fried. There's no breading on it, I don't think. But you do sweat the slices out. That's the only time-consuming part. But again, it's got that a cashew cream sauce in here. But she does talk about nut substitutions, because I do realize I'm talking about nuts a lot here.
Yeah.
She does talk about nut substitutions in the beginning, so you do have options to work around all that if you need to. The next chapter is desserts. Dolci.
Dolci. La dolce vita. I don't know. chocolate. So we get chocolate dipped almond biscotti.
Biscotti.
Italian wedding cookies. Florentine bar cookies. Dark chocolate crostini with sea salt and orange zest.
Oh my gosh.
I would love that.
What?
olive oil pancakes here, marmalade pancakes, orange zested chocolate chip scones, Chloe's Nutella cinnamon rolls.
Oh, what?
You better shut up talking to me that.
I didn't even know the. Okay, know continue. That.
Rosemary lemon shortbread cookies. I would love those. Chocolate cherry coffee cake, chocolate chip zucchini muffins.
I'm sorry. David's pointing his finger for me to continue with the list, and I'm like shaking my head right now because
he is shook.
Okay, so in my dream world where I'm not developing a bunch of recipes and working around the clock on food, I would love to, for this podcast, like cook through a book for a whole year, like a new recipe, like three new recipes a week or something. And this is a contender. The problem is picking the book, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think this book is a contender.
100%.
It's this, or I was thinking, because I haven't cooked from it much and it is so beloved, Veganomicon.
Sure.
But really, I don't see a world where there's going to be time for such shenanigans. But like, sure, I went to culinary school. Sure, I do all this work in food. But like, really, where I like learn the most is like picking up a cookbook and cooking a recipe from it. Because I'm firsthand learning. I was the same in culinary school. Like, I could sit there in classes and do the lectures and everything, but like, it didn't matter to me. When I got to cooking, when I got to be in the kitchen following a recipe and like learning from the recipe and making mistakes and sort of trying to fix them or either scrapping it and starting from scratch, that's when I learned the most. So like, I do miss, you know, when we started this podcast, I cooked from the cookbooks all the time because there was time we were in the middle of the pandemic. There's just no time for that anymore. So one day, maybe I'll get one back day. To that. But anyways, to pick up back where we were as I was shaking my head because of all the goodness in this, including Chloe's Nutella cinnamon rolls. Are you kidding me with that? We've got banana coffee cupcakes, lemon thyme cupcakes, raspberry tiramisu cupcakes.
And was that her?
I feel like that's a wiener wiener.
Yeah, that's from the wiener Food wiener Network. From Food Network.
Is it? I mean, we'll have to turn to the page. It will tell us.
I think so.
Chocolate almond mousse cake, pomegranate mint Italian soda, lemon thyme Italian soda, strawberry basil milkshake, Italian wedding cake, vanilla gelato. My gosh, it keeps going. Affogato, vanilla gelato drowned in a shot of espresso. Affogato. Roasted banana bourbon ice cream. Come on, girl. Tiramisu, Italian apple cake, leftover red wine chocolate cake with drunken raspberries, mint chip gelato sandwiches, espresso chip sundaes, polenta berry cobbler with vanilla gelato. This is her, what is it?
This
opus?
Is madness.
Is that what people say?
This is madness. It's her opus.
This is crazy. This is crazy. This list of desserts has my mind blown a little bit.
That's banana.
Let's look at the raspberry tiramisu cupcakes to see if they
are. I'm pretty sure those are the ones.
Yeah, I feel like you are correct. Look at these shots that are done on the white, babe, are all shots that she did.
That's amazing.
I learned later on. That's right.
Inside sources.
Multi-talented, doing photography and all. Those lemon thyme cupcakes. Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh, yep. It's got a little winner ribbon on it. She says, this cupcake took first prize on Food Network's Cupcake Wars and stood its ground against four other contestants' non-vegan cupcakes. It's an espresso and amaretto-soaked cupcake filled with coffee creme, ground chocolate, and fresh raspberry puree.
I love everything about that.
These liners right here. This is what she just makes everything look so good.
Yeah.
Look how cute that is. So good. So good.
So good. What do we got?
Oh my gosh. So we're nearing the end here and I'm just hungry and want to cook listen, I'm not joking. I just want to make everything from here. Okay. Make your own basics is the next and last chapter. We've got doughs, sauces, and vegan cheese in here. What do we start off with, babe?
Amazing. We've got an arrabbiata sauce. We got a quick basil pesto. We got a basic bechamel.
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 Bechamel. Bechamel.
Classic pesto sauce, cascarelli marinara sauce. Hello. Shortcut marinara, crostini, gluten-free pizza crust, homemade pasta dough, homemade ravioli dough.
Mozzarella sauce, herb garlic toast, homemade chili olive oil, pizza dough, shiitake bacon, rockin' ricotta, parmesan topping, toasted breadcrumbs, coconut whipped cream, chocolate ganache, and Chloe's vegan Nutella. Now let's go take a look at that vegan Nutella. I have made this before and I've also made different variations of it before, but let's take a close look. She says, Nutella is one of those foods that you might think would be vegan, but actually this delicious spread contains chocolate, hazelnut, and milk. Ugh. Her version is dairy-free, chocolate chips and almonds, which are less expensive than hazelnuts. Look at that. So she's got the chocolate chips in here, almonds with or without skins. Love that option.
Love that.
A teaspoon of pure almond extract and a quarter cup soy, almond, or rice milk. I love that. We've had this actually in the cupboard a couple times in our lifetime with this book, and it's great. Little vegan Nutella. Yep.
Perfect.
So good. And now we know that we can put it on some cinnamon rolls too. We can do it.
How genius is that? That's amazing.
Well, she wraps up the book covering staples for the pantry like nuts, fats, oils, flavorings like capers and nutritional yeast, flours, grains, legumes, meat substitutes, mushrooms, non-dairy milk, pasta, sweeteners, thickeners, baking items, and equipment. She is very thorough for the home cook, and she sets them up for success.
Yes, and if you don't feel like cooking, she also gives a list of her favorite vegan restaurants.
She sure does. Yeah, let's take a look here and see. I think, David, I don't know. What's that? Yes, please follow along your hymnals. David, did you ever go to John's of 12th Street in New York City? Mm-mm. I went there once.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good. But that's the one she lists at the top. She lists quite a few New York places in here, places in Los Angeles. Sure. And then she's got a few places in Italy listed as well. Now, I'm not going to go over this list because this was 2014. I'm certain her opinion has changed of this and or some there's been some growth in this arena. For myself, I know one of my favorite vegan Italian restaurants is Pura Vida in LA. I think they have multiple locations, but I was just there in the fall, and I actually had dinner with, is everyone familiar with Kelly's Croutons?
Kelly's Croutons? What's Kelly's Croutons?
Which, by the way, you can get 15% off if you go to kellyscroutons.com and use the code Dustin, D-U-S-T-I-N. Use the code Dustin at kellyscroutons.com while supplies last.
We promise. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Oh my gosh. These croutons are everything you ever wanted. She's also actually a great, this was unplanned to give this tie in here. We love Kelly of Kelly's Croutons, first of all. Second of all, we love the croutons. We love the parm that she has. And that's a great tie in for this book, honestly. Get those croutons, get that parm,
boom,
use it together in here. That's good stuff. But I had dinner with Kelly from Kelly's Croutons at Pura Vida in LA. So
look at that.
I do remember that fondly. I loved it. We had pizzas and they've got lots of pasta there. They have mozzarella sticks, all these wonderful things. But listen, that's Chloe's Vegan Italian Kitchen. 150 pizzas, pastas, pestos, risottos, and lots of creamy Italian classics. Go get yourself a copy everywhere books are sold and check out her on episode with us on Keep On Cooking. It's episode 3 of Keep On Cooking where Chloe's a guest on the show.
She's so cute.
Just so cute.
And of course, you can follow Chloe Coscarelli at Chef Chloe on Instagram and get information on all her books and more at chefchloe.com.
Yes. And listen, I may have a little announcement involving Chloe at the end of the summer. So stay tuned to new episodes. Well, stay tuned to new episodes when we come back. I might have a little update when we come back from summer break. So be sure to stick around with us and come back when we start releasing some more new episodes.
Yes, yes. And thank you for listening this week. Come back next week for
we're just messing with you now.
Come back next week for
just kidding.
But follow Dustin at The Vegan Roadie on Instagram and find out more about his books and everything else he has is up to at veganroadie.com.
Yes, including some classes. I've got some classes coming up in Chicago, July 11th through the 13th. We still have some spots available. It's a very small space at the Chopping Block Cooking School. I love this cooking school so much. I've done several classes there. And the classes are about 20 people, so it's very intimate. You work in groups with like three other, it's like usually four people per group. You make every recipe on the menu. But we've got spots available. We're doing a Taco Tuesday class. We're doing a vegan desserts class and an easy cheesy vegan class. And this is at the Chopping Block in Chicago. It's my vegan takeover with the physicians committee at the Chopping Block. And you can get more information and register at veganroadie.com. And just a reminder, Keep On Cooking is going on summer break. We appreciate your support and so much. And we'll be back with some brand new episodes in the fall.
Yes, yes. And if you are newer to the podcast, this is a great time to kind of go back and listen to some old recipes, maybe get some inspiration from cookbooks that we've already covered, or go back and listen to Chloe's episode 3.
Go check out some previous episodes. We got lots of good stuff in the vault. good stuffs, good things. We got lots of good stuff in the vault for you.
Good Brussels.
Yeah, I think this is actually episode 75 for us. So, hey, if you are new here, you've got now 74 episodes before this to go back and listen to. And that's it from us this week.
It is.
Thanks for tuning in. Keep on cooking. And hey, remember, it's nice to be nice. This has been a Muzzy Cat production.